morning, people. It's the Gloucestercast, and it is Sunday. We've been hitting it. We haven't missed a Sunday. I wonder how long it's been.
I don't know. It's been weeks.
It's been months.
It's been months.
I bet you it's been at least 12 in a row we have not missed
really?
A Gloucestercast.
Really? Wow.
I'm here with Mrs. Grumpy Pants.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Kim Smith. And Mr. Effervescent.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Everybody's favorite, Toby Pett. Walked in with the cane.
I know.
If you listened.
He doesn't look very effervescent this morning.
No.
I'm sorry, Toby.
Poor Toby. Okay. Knee surgery.
Yeah.
Was it a replacement or surgery?
Surgery.
Did they repair a tear? Or what are they actually doing?
They did a lot of things.
Yeah. But you're not 100%. Sometimes they say that you walk out of these things skipping, but not so much in your case.
Well, I think I'm doing very well, and I'm not disappointed at all with the results.
Okay, good.
Can you tell us where you had it done?
Yeah, it was done at Salem Hospital, and I can tell you that their staff, kudos to them. I mean, fabulous, fabulous, fabulous.
Cool.
Nice people. Gorgeous women.
Oh, God.
I mean, just... I'm sorry. I'm just saying, every aspect of it.
Did you have a private room?
Oh, no. This is...
So you had a roommate?
Day surgery.
Day surgery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you had a little moment.
I'm just saying... No. I'm just saying that
Don't like 95% of porn start out with the nurse?
Do they?
Toby had a...
And that is something I have no idea about.
Well, you never watched porn?
No.
Really?
No.
Are you act like women don't watch porn?
No, I just never have it. There's just a lot more.
Bottom line is, let's not take away from the staff at Salem.
Well, you did take the time out to say how beautiful the women were.
Well, I can tell
the
you.
The nurses.
I'm not saying the nurses. The anesthesiologists, whatever. I'm just telling you. Beautiful people.
That's right.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful people. The guys that helped were great. Everyone. I mean, from the beginning of the experience to the end, from when you check in, I can't say enough.
That's too much.
So when you got in the elevator, go there. There was the music, something like this. Bow, chicka, bow, bow, bow,
bow, bow, chicka, bow, bow. I don't think so. I don't remember that.
Setting the scene.
Setting the scene. That's
but it
right.
was like I said.
He's got a big smile on his face, so I'm telling you. I don't know. I think he's holding back.
No, I'm just trying to tell you, a lot of medical procedures are scary, disconcerting. These people just made you feel like you were in great hands from the get-go.
I had the same exact experience with my vasectomy. Exactly, yeah.
You were in good hands?
I was in good hands. Yeah, Dr. Zacharias up in the Cummings Center. I highly recommend it.
Good.
Really?
Yeah, for vasectomies.
Yeah.
Good guy. So first order of business, I want to get it out of the way, is the Christmas party, December 19th. Good morning, Gloucester. Holiday, we have to say holiday now. Holiday.
You said Christmas.
I know, I messed up.
Okay.
That's all. Backtracking. Did you hear it? Beep, 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 beep. Backing up right there. That is the Good Morning Gloucester Holiday Party, December 19th at Bowdoin Historic Photo. We're really happy that Fred is able to host
so
us this
excited.
Year.
So excited. So excited.
Yeah, it was a great time last year. I'm sure it'll be a great time this year.
I think it'll be extra special this year because Fred is hosting it this year, and I just think that's awesome.
That and another reason. Want to know the other reason, besides we're really psyched about Fred and everything, is that I put in the post, like, don't bring food so much. We want you to bring booze. So everybody's going to get crushed, and that's going to be a happy party. And then we can look forward to City Councilor Melissa Cox on the stripper pole once again. So always good for a good time.
It's going to be an awesome time. I just love how everybody comes, and it's just this.
So far, we're 3 minutes into this thing.
I know. What are
we got the porn,
about?
We got the vasectomy, and we got
the
stripper pole. Awesome! This is a good vodka! but what I want to say about the besides just bring booze and don't bring food.
I want to say this. Too. We don't want people drinking on an empty stomach. No, bring food too.
Well, yeah, I'm going to get pizza. And Toby's going to bring his awesome chowder.
Chowder.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sure if Felicia goes, she'll probably make some awesome stuff. Usually make something.
Yeah. Right? Last time I made scallops with bacon, you know, that scallops wrapped in bacon or water chestnuts.
You can't, because then you're going to have all the people that don't really want to hang out with us. They just want to eat all the good food. Because there's a couple of those people, especially in Rocky Neck. I know there's this. You know who I'm talking about?
No, but I saw it the other night at Cape Ann TV. So
you saw, the vultures, the seagulls. You call it just circle the buffet table. Don't talk to anybody. Or maybe if they say hey, as they're passing by the host on the way in, they give them a little wave and they're running for the buffet table. Yeah. They get the paper plate that's collapsing on both sides because the food is overflowing and they can't contain it all on the one plate, so they have to triple stack the plate.
Right, and then they don't have just one plate full.
No shame.
Right.
No shame. I'll give you an example, and it involves the Good Morning Gloucester Christmas party. The holiday party. This happened at the holiday party. I don't know if it was last year or the year before. I'm not going to shame the people, but so we had we had pizza, and the pizza was on Fred's desk. And I noticed these people, they come and they're these type of people. It's a man and a wife. And they're not married. I think they're not married. But anyway, they come in.
Living in sin.
I am standing, Fred's desk is, there's the doorway, and right. Like Fred's desk is right to the right as you walk in, and the pizza was on his desk.
Yes.
And I was standing, it was kind of a bit crowded in there, and I was standing in front of the pizza. So these people were looking. They were just outside of the door, and they were looking. So that you could tell they wanted to make a beeline for the pizza, and there was only like one pizza left. So they kind of came in and they kind of like went left to go towards the pizza, and I like went right, so I was right in front of them because they're facing me. And then they didn't even say, they really like didn't they, but they were looking directly through me. They weren't even interested in saying hi. So then they went right and I went left to thing there. And I did this move two or three times just to let them know that I knew what they were doing. You know, eventually they got to the pizza and everything, but I wanted them to know that I knew. They didn't give a shit about being with us. They were just there for the free grub. So so there's those type of people. But I wanted to meet our friends and FOBs and people that love the blog. I want to meet people. I want all the people that contribute, and like the Frank Salinos and the Shoe and all the ancillary people to the blog, and Anthony Marks. And not necessarily just our contributors and just our podcasters, like, and then the people that comment a lot, like Jen Cullen.
Yeah.
You know, there's certain people that, like, Christopher Anderson from the Lit House always retweets our stuff.
Yeah,
Leslie Heffron.
Yeah.
You know, was it Mary McLeod? Is that what her name is? She's always.
Oh, yes, but she, you know what? She lives in Annapolis.
She might come for this.
Yeah, she might come. She listens to the podcast, so especially after that.
Oh, does she? Yeah, that's right. So, but I want to not just those, I want, like, and I'd love to meet people that have never made a comment, but just come to the thing and just introduce themselves and know that we really want to meet you.
Yeah, it's awesome when we meet people.
Totally, right?
I
like to hear, like, what different things. Types of things that they like to hear on the blog and stuff like that. So
it's tremendous.
So that'd be great. It's this Friday. Coming Friday. I'm gonna start the countdown on Monday. It's gonna be 5 days to the party, 4 days to the party, 3 days. It starts at 6:00 and it goes till whenever.
Okay.
But yeah, don't feel like you have to be there right at 6:00. It's not a dinner party. You know, just it's kind of an open house.
Come as you are from work.
Yeah.
You don't have to get dressed up. Come as you are.
That's true. I usually half the time I do come from work in my stinky clothes. I don't get a chance to change. I hope that's not the case this year.
Fridays are tough for you.
So we want to say a huge congratulations to Brian O'Connor and his wife, his lovely wife, and his lovely daughter, Amelia. They welcome Eric Patrick O'Connor, a new member to their Sicilian family. To the O'Connor family.
To the O'Connor
yep,
Sicilians.
Yes, the Eric Patrick O'Connor family, Sicilian in nature.
With his European speaking wife, right? Isn't she?
I don't think she speaks that. No. She's American. She's an airline stewardess.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Look, she's a stewardess.
Flight attendant.
Yeah, you can't say flying whore anymore.
You
can't say flying whore. They don't like that.
Oh, well,
that's not correct.
That's not correct.
No, of course not. No, not in my experience either. So,
what? We are just kidding.
Let me tell you the story about the Value Jet girls that you had. They're stationed on Route 1.
No.
Okay, I'll tell you that after the podcast. Okay. I'll tell you. Oh my God. It was rotation. They had a whole floor at like the Holiday Inn. Is that what it is? Like up by the roast beef joint on Route 1. And they would fly in and fly out. It was,
oh my God! This is great. A story.
Until the plane crashed in the Florida marsh and the whole business was gone the next day and we never saw those girls again.
This is
terrible. It was
a
tragedy.
This isn't a pre-Christmas podcast. We better put a red alert up.
No, I didn't say anything. What did I say? It's just a nice group of people that we don't get to
see anymore.
Yeah, that long time ago. I mean, this is ages ago. Before you know. So, congratulations to the O'Connor family on their new addition. Beautiful baby. Pictures that he put. I put a picture on the blog. But his daughter, Amelia, one of the cutest kids ever. And sweet. Like, okay, so there's cute kids. There's cute kids that are funny. Then there's cute kids that are psychotic. She is the cutest kid with the sweetest disposition ever. Mm. Like, sweetest disposition ever. We want to say thank you to Leslie Heffron that sent me and you, because she was a guest on our podcast. Toby wasn't here last week. Leslie filled in for him. And
beautiful notes.
Beautiful notes on her artwork on these Christmas cards. She must have a Christmas card series. So we'll put a link to her
This one's a beautiful big red barn.
Yeah.
And what's yours?
And mine's a lifeguard chair. Which
It looks like it looks like Good Harbor Beach chairs.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
well, doesn't
it same color?
Yeah. But. So on the back it says www.leslieheffron.com. I bet you can buy them there. L E S L I E Heffron, HEFFRON.com. We'll put a link to the blog. You can buy those. They're beautiful, great Christmas gifts, holiday gifts. They can be anything because they don't say they don't say Christmas on them. So you can use them for the Jews can use them too, and the Kwanzaa people, they can use them too. That'd be good.
Glad to hear.
Yeah. And so we get that going for us. This week's winner of the Dinner Dealer deck, and thank you to Jess and Dennis Alves, the creators of the Dinner Dealer, which you can get 50 different cards to 50 different restaurants on the North Shore and 5 freebies in the deck. Of free stuff, you just walk in with the card, you get a hot dog at one place, a bunch of other stuff. So they donated a Dinner Dealer deck to this week's winner. Out of the first 10 subscribers, the winner this week is Ellen Landrigan. Ellen Landrigan, you can pick up your Dinner Dealer deck down the wharf any morning before 8 a.m.
Congratulations, Ellen! That's exciting.
That's very exciting. Yeah. This week,
I think she's gonna love it.
Yeah. This is I've mentioned this a million times. People are probably sick of hearing me say it, but bang for the buck, Christmas present. So, you know, cost you $25 and there's probably 1,000, I don't know how much money there is, $500, $1,000 worth of
if you used every one of them,
if you use two of them, it pays
for
itself.
For itself.
Yeah.
Right.
And some of them, if you use one of them, it pays for 90%. So definitely a great thing. I use mine every year. So thank you to Dennis and Jess, and congratulations to Ellen Landrigan. We're going to announce this week's prize. We're going to have another contest. We weren't sure if we could procure the thing that we had in mind.
Like the special thing.
Very, very special. Yeah. And we will put a link to it in the show notes, but there will be one this week.
Okay.
So look for the subscription
thing.
Last night was yesterday was the Middle Street Walk. And yesterday was the Lobster Trap tree lighting. And my girls painted buoys this past week on Wednesday night. And by Wednesday of this past week, they had the kids of Gloucester, kids at Art Haven, had painted 300 buoys. Last night, just before we lit the tree, it was over 600 buoys that got painted. They don't charge anybody for this.
That's amazing that they don't charge. Like, even if they just charged a dollar or two just to cover their...
Cover the paint.
Cover the paint.
Right.
Because acrylic paint they have to
reprime these things. Everything. Right. Can you imagine repriming 600 buoys every year, collecting them, storing them, stringing them up, putting them on the tree. I mean, this tremendous amount of work. Cleaning up. Wait. The cleaning up after 600 children, the painting with paintbrushes and everything.
That is huge.
Volunteers down there, I can't name them because I'll definitely leave people out. But there's a group of women that have started to volunteer there. I noticed the same names, everything.
Every time.
Tracy Thane Corbett, your neighbor, is one of them.
Oh, okay. She's wonderful.
Again, I'm not going to name everybody, but they donate a tremendous amount of time. So the biggest fundraiser of the year for Art Haven is coming up. It's the buoy auction. It's on January 23rd at Cruiseport. Kudos to Sherry for donating the room once again. And and it's Art Haven, much like Cape Ann YMCA, is for the youth of this town are the two biggies. Like they're there at every event, and they're like the sidewalk bazaar, the block parties, and throughout the year, different events, making these kids have something positive to do. You know, like creative, positive, sports-related group activities. Not hanging out on the street, getting into trouble, and I can't think of two better.
I think we have so little of that in Gloucester, like kids.
Little?
Hanging out on the street. Like, I mean,
there's a, yeah.
I mean, agree. I just see it's just.
Well, there's so much to do. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no reason, and it's very and everything is very all inclusive.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of... They get... The reason that they can do this for free is because the buoy auction and things like it and the generous donors that make this stuff happen. I should mention Maritime Gloucester also, as well. It does a lot of kids programming.
Right.
And they've come a long way with this new... the new director, Tom Balfe. The programming that comes over through in the press releases we see. There's the big three, I would say. For children.
Mm-hmm.
So we get that. So men's night is this Thursday night, and we'll see how many retailers. I'm not gonna do the big press on asking retailers to send me the press releases. If they send them to me, I'm gonna post them.
That would be great if they send them.
If they don't, I'm not chasing people anymore. If they want to take things into their own hands, we want to publish your promotion. It has to be a special promotion.
Yeah.
So there's that. It just so happens to coincide with something that Kim has been covering like no one else, the opening of Pinoli.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited about that.
December 18th.
December 18th.
Thursday night.
Right.
Is the grand opening of Pinoli in...
Pinoli.
This is the question, and I am curious about this.
Right.
Because... The Italian spelling that I've always seemed to know is P-I-G-N-O-L-I.
Right.
The way they spell it is P-I-N-O-L-I.
Right.
So how do you pronounce it?
And why is it...
I don't know.
Where is the difference there?
I don't know.
Is it Northern Italy, Southern Italy?
Does it still mean pine nut?
I don't have...
And do you still say... Well, do you say Pinoli?
I would say it's Pinoli. But I'd be happy to be corrected if I'm...
I don't know either.
Let's hear from Chef Paolo Laboa and Mark McDonough.
That would be a good question for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be a great question for them. They're awesome.
Paolo's from Genoa.
Genoa.
Yeah.
Which is northern.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big port.
So, like... He gets a lot of press. Whatever that guy does, he gets a lot of press. He's a professional.
But he's just always, whenever I've spoken to him, he's so friendly and
approachable,
very kind. You can tell kind of a nice, kind warmth.
There are like a half dozen YouTube videos.
This is what I'm saying.
His former places he's been, Farina out in San Francisco. There are two or three YouTube videos of him.
This is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, the press loves this guy. They love this guy. Whatever it is, if he's that good, or if he's a genius in marketing, whatever it happens to be, The press
and
loved
Newbar's video that he did while he was at Pride's Osteria is a good piece as well.
It won awards.
Yeah.
It won awards for that piece. Yeah.
Well,
we posted it on the blog.
I know where I'm going to be Thursday night.
There you go. Kim's going to be there. But yeah, we're really happy for them. I'm really proud of the coverage. So we broke that. I don't know if it was Felicia or you. I think Felicia texted me that, let me see, that about
La Trattoria
had a similar closing to what happened at Giuseppe's, where overnight
it was just closed down.
Yeah.
Dark and with a note on the window saying we're pursuing other things with our families. We wish them well, but again, we were first to put that out on that restaurant. We bust out the restaurant news here, but I just want to say something. I'm really happy because Mark McDonough and their PR people, they reached out to us first on the Pinoli thing because they gave me that press release.
Okay, that was came out like last week.
They posted, yeah. And that didn't go anywhere else as far as I've seen it. I haven't seen that anywhere else yet before we posted it. And I just want to say they're smart because if I get like so. Speaking as an editor, right? If someone sends me and I see all the list of the names, or if they CC'd themselves, so I know I'm blind carbon copied on a press release and it's just, I'm getting the news like everybody else, that their press release ended up getting, you know, not necessarily buried, but I'm not giving it the special attention that it comes directly to us and it says, hey, Joey, you know, I'd appreciate coverage you can give on this subject. And I'm going to go out of my way knowing that it's an exclusive. That it's going to get monster play. It pays. It's going to pay. I don't charge them.
Right.
But it is going to pay in spades to send that specially to us.
Yeah.
Because now, this is no slap at the Gloucester Daily Times or anything else. But Gloucester Daily Times is not going to devote a huge video and like the words
all
that
the
we give it and the photos that you did and everything else and the ongoing coverage of the steps leading up to the opening of it. They're not going to, that's just not their style, they're
not 100 page a daily newspaper.
So it's smart marketing wise to send it to us. I would say,
well, you know, it's exciting. There's something new happening in Gloucester. It's great being part of something to, you know, this organization that gets the word out to people. Mm. I mean, there are people who are friends of mine that only come here in the summer, you know, because they have summer residences or they just visit people in the summer. And I forwarded the information to them, and they're very excited, looking forward.
There was a lot of people hit that. That post was, did you see how many hits that post got that day?
Well, I don't see the stats like you do, but I saw that it was like, you know, a top post. So.
It got a ton of stats. That one and the La Trattoria, it was on the same day. And they were far and away the biggest posts of the day, those two posts. So kudos to Mark McDonough, his PR person, Samantha Porter.
Also, it looks beautiful in there. I must say that. It looks just stunning.
Did you take any more pictures inside?
No, because I just poked my head in to say, you know, to ask Mark that question, are you on track? And I was trying to get over to Trident Gallery and also to the Lobster Pottery. So.
I want to get pictures in there before anyone else.
Yeah. Okay.
Do that.
No pressure. you want me to do it?
Well, you got the good camera, and I can't get away from work. So,
well, I'll pop in.
It's not like you're doing anything. You don't work for a living. You just edit videos.
I'll pop my head in. In the next day or so. How's that?
Okay. No pressure. If you can't get there,
yeah, it would be great. Yeah.
People would love it.
And, okay. All right.
Yeah, I'd like to kick everybody's ass like once again.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe I better do it today then.
A lot of people will do. Just saying. A lot of people do.
Yes.
Eric Lorden. We have to. Eric Lorden was the guy that sent the picture.
You had contacted me because of Felicia.
Felicia said,
"What do you know?" Yeah. And I said, "I'm sorry, I can't help you there." But I called Eric up immediately. And
we got Eric down there. Eric
literally walked out of his restaurant, and walked down and took the picture for the blog. I mean, he's saddened by the fact that you know,
lost a
business on Main Street. Yeah. Right. He's certainly not reveling in any way.
No, no.
Right. We don't want to
But, you know, he was saddened by that. But to get the information to you, that was the only way I could do it.
Oh, to pay him back, we will mention this. One of my top 10, and I put together a list, and I'll get to this list in a second because I hope people don't get upset with me, of top 10 local gift ideas. And because he gives this time of year, like just like the month of December or like starting early December, he gives 20% off on his gift certificates,
which is
very generous. And a lot of people definitely go to Passports over the course of the year, and they're great gifts. So props to
even if you're not giving it as a gift
for yourself,
I mean, if you go there for lunch a couple times a year, I mean, where are you going to get 20% on your money?
Oh, they give you that in the bank now. You get that the passbook savings at least 20%. They're charging you money to keep your money in the bank. You're losing money keeping your money in the bank. So go buy yourself a gift certificate. You make 20%.
If you go there a couple times a year for either lunch or dinner, you should go buy some of these because you know you'll never get a better deal.
Boom.
I had a wonderful.
I wonder if you would be upset because I'm so close to him. I'm sorry for interrupting.
That's
you.
All right.
I'm gonna finish my thought and I'm gonna let you go. Okay. I wonder if he would be upset if I went and bought one, and knowing that I was going to use it myself as a good friend. I'm not going to do it. But I mean, I know I'm going to eat that two or three times. You know what I mean?
I get it. I understand why you're not comfortable.
Yeah, right. Okay, Kim, I'm sorry for interrupting.
Well, I was just saying, I had a beautiful lunch there, as always, this week with our GMG FOB, Catherine Ryan.
Oh, did you?
We had a wonderful lunch and we chatted for a really long time, and Lila never made us feel anything less than wonderful.
And your son, Alex, works there.
Yes, he does.
Is it Alex or Alec?
It's Alex with an X.
Alex with an X.
Yeah, short for Alexander. Yeah. He started working there a couple months ago.
He likes it too.
He loves it.
Eric says nice things about it. He's got good work ethic and everything.
Yes, I know he does.
He's still working in Peabody, right?
Right. He works 100 hours a week. We rarely see our son.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do when you're that age. Those are your earning years.
But he loves what he's doing. He's passionate about cooking. Yeah.
He loves it. That's a good thing.
I mean, his work in Peabody, his work elsewhere is also in the food service industry. So,
speaking of I'm going to go back to what I alluded to earlier with the Christmas present list. I put together this list, and it was just I was just thinking off the top of my head of local places that are for local shopping, of no-brainer gift places you can go and definitely walk out with a gift. So I put together, it's probably like 15 different places.
Are you going to post it?
Yeah, it's going to be a post for tomorrow.
Okay.
I think it's the 8 a.m. I'm not sure. So anyway, what I don't want people to get upset that I didn't mention every single store on Main Street, but if someone feels like there's something that's a no-brainer gift,
right, they have something.
Feel free,
right.
Send it in. I promise I will add it to this post.
Okay.
But I just wasn't going to go
idea.
And list every single place.
I mean, Kathleen Erickson down at Savor Wine and Cheese. I didn't put the cave in. I got to add that. A few weeks ago had 10% off a gift certificate. I bought a bunch.
Oh, yeah.
Because
you're going to use them.
I'm going to use them.
Yeah, there you go.
And, you know, and they have a similar situation because when a certain vintage is discontinued, she has a little space where she offers like another 20% off to just clear those bottles out. So now if you use a gift certificate that you're getting a 10 off, get another 20 off.
Right. Well, do you know where I have a lot of success is with their $10 a bottle department? Because, I just made, you know, like a batch of orange wine, and at $10 a bottle, that's, you know, more affordable than
you've prepared that in the past. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I have to add. I didn't. You know, it's funny. This is a classic example. They weren't. The Cave and Savor Wine and Cheese were not on my list.
Oh,
and that has to be on the list.
Right.
Because the ones that I put in there were things that, like, you can definitely, like, I feel like you can definitely go into Pisces and walk out with a gift for a woman.
Yeah.
And I feel like for a man, like, you know, the merino wool socks, I feel like you could definitely go into Nelson's. Like, some people love, like, I put in the Wicked Tuna guys, any of their gear. I put in the Weather Rain for Cape Pond Ice. gear. I put in passports, gift certificates. I put in Palazzolo's sporting goods because they have really good stuff in there.
And the hats.
They have the Gloucester hats, Rockport hats, Manchester hats.
The pro team hats too. If you want a really good Red Sox ball cap,
they got them. Yeah, I mean, so this list. Oh, I put in Cape Angie Clay. If you have a photo, you have them make a canvas for you. Put in Donna Artizzoni, gets her any of her photos put onto pillows. Mm-hmm. I put your book, O Garden of Fresh Possibility. I put Felicia's book on there. So
very sweet.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a lean towards Good Morning Gloucester contributors, but there's also stuff that, you know, places I don't like. I just know. Like, in my mind, I can send a person in there, local art, colors.
Yes.
The Joe Fish prints and the Rusty and Ingrid prints, to me, are really awesome.
Those are wonderful.
So I mentioned those, and I try to put links to these places, so.
Well, I tell you, Joe, you know, nobody on the blog gets paid, so if you send a little business their way, good for you.
Well, thanks for saying that, Toby. That's a good point.
Yeah, well, I think it's a good point, but a lot of people, you know, think, oh, you just sell out.
Right.
Doesn't matter how much work you did all year
promoting
long.
Promoting themselves all the time.
No.
Right? No.
Yes, no. So I did it all in one post. I hope I didn't leave anything out. I also put Paul Frontero's father's paintings, because I think he's still got a bunch of those.
Yeah.
He put EJ's I See Mulong's book. I'm sure she's got a bunch of those kicking around. She wouldn't mind moving.
What a great list.
Yeah, right?
Looking forward to seeing it.
There you go.
I still have a few more things I have to get, so.
Oh, there you go. You got some ideas. TBT Post. That place is awesome. Have you bought anything there?
Mm-mm.
Really?
No.
Why? Are you allergic to alpaca? Because I can't imagine.
You got your mom a gift there,
things myself,
right? Last year?
Yeah.
I knit a lot of stuff myself in alpaca. I love alpaca.
Oh, because you sew. Okay.
Yeah.
But if you're not a knitter, if you're a guy, you can go into there.
You can
get
there.
Their scarves are awesome. For $20, that should be at the top of my list. That should be like a $20. You know what I mean? Like, because you can't, not all $100 gifts. Oh, I also.
Are they in the snood pattern,
though? Well, you just asked me, like, how much a ball of yarn was. And the alpaca, because you're buying it retail, is $17 a ball.
And it took three of them to make a snood.
Right.
So you had to for 40.
Yeah, so then that's not even.
$51? $50? Yeah. Craziness.
Well, what's that?
$51.
34 plus 17 is 51.
Yeah. So there you go. Bex, I don't know if people saw that on the blog yesterday. Mm-hmm. She made another one of her micro lobster trap trees.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
Pretty cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to read her. She sent me this email and to talk about it. So she goes, I really enjoyed making my first micro lobster trap tree last year for Art Haven and for the buoy auction. It was such a creative experience, and I was surprised it was met with so much awe, amazement, and wonder. It helped raise funds for Art Haven. I am attached to the lobster trap tree as I helped build it in Gloucester these last 2 years. So I decided to make my own standalone mini tree. I made it from hardware cloth that I cut to be able to bend and shape it into 58 mini traps. Each trap has a rope bridle to it to make it look more real. The devil is in the details. I used 150 micro green zip ties to link everything together. It is lit with 150 LED button lights and stands 3 foot high by 2 feet wide, by my guesstimate. I spent $150 making it, and it took me 50 hours to make. I'm asking $250, which makes my $100 profit an hourly rate of $2
an hour. Oh my goodness.
It's a labor of love, but only the second of its kind ever made. Next year, I'm going to try to make wreaths from mini traps with micro lights, and I think I have the track record to pull that off with glory. Bex out. So, if anybody wants one, you can contact, I don't know if she's going to sell them at Ace Hardware, but just you comment on the podcast and I'll help you get in touch with Bex. Bex's mom also makes quilt. She's Gloucester Quilter.
You
can go gloucesterquilter.wordpress.com and check out her website. And you can contact her through that site too.
Well, I didn't see the large 3 foot one that she just made, but
it's on the blog from yesterday.
It's on the blog, but I do remember her like micro one last year, and it was just stunning.
It's a work of art and totally unique and
very unique
and something. So these type of things, these ornaments, these kind of Christmas decorations. You have it for 30, 40 years, like you divide it out, how much is that per year to have something totally right. unique that no
totally
one else has?
Totally unique. Right? I think it's awesome.
Great gift. Great gift. Ready for my micro rant? See, speaking of micro things.
Yeah. Nice segue there.
I got caught twice this past week in group text messaging hell. Have you ever been caught in a group text message?
Well, I don't really understand how they, you know, like, I don't like it when, anyways, I don't really.
Do you know
like
what I'm talking about?
Well,
Toby,
no,
do you know what
really.
I'm talking about?
I have an idea, but
no,
why don't you
don't
explain
know.
Exactly what.
Well, my
group text message hell is when someone sends a group text message to like 15 people.
Right.
Yep.
And every time someone responds to it,
right.
you get a text.
Right.
Yes.
And then, so.
Yeah, I don't like
I got
either.
One from a woman and one from a guy. The guy was talking about fantasy football in a league that I don't even belong to, and they were going back and forth with stuff I had, like,
no,
that meant nothing to me, and it just kept going on and on. It's like.
And how do you get out of it?
You could. I don't think there's an opt out. That's that's the thing. And so it's just.
That's what I thought you were getting.
So there's that, and then I got another one, and so there's like one, especially women are the worst, because like they say something, and then they feel like they say something, and then everybody feels like someone has to respond to it. You know what I mean? Like, I just threw a fart, and then everybody has to respond to it.
You feel rude not responding, perhaps.
So. Which is, so literally one text message
turns into 10,000.
1,000, and should be outlawed. It's like, just
group,
saying.
Group text messaging should be outlawed.
OMG. No, there should be an opt out. But there should be a way to opt out.
Opt out, yeah.
I think, without like freaking everybody out that you opted out of it.
Yeah. Oh, can you answer a Facebook question for me or somebody?
I don't know. What was your question?
Well, let's put it out to the readership because I'm so Facebook illiterate,
inept.
But when I click on my homepage or you like that news feed page, like I'll click on it once and I'll get a whole bunch of people's posts. Then I click on it again, and I get a whole different bunch of feed. And then I click on it again, so you can't go back to like what was there. You can't find what was there 1 second ago. So I could click 10 times and just keep getting new news feed from my friends. And I don't understand why it isn't just all there. In the order that it comes in, all at once. I don't understand that.
I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Okay.
Maybe someone can
explain.
Maybe
somebody can.
There's
explain
a lot of
it.
Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, you need to call. Who's that crazy girl there? Who's the girl that did the MCN with me? LaGrasso, Lillian LaGrasso. I guarantee you, Lillian LaGrasso or Safathia, the two most psychotic Facebook people that I know. Are known for being the most psychotic Facebook people that I know.
We'll
know the answer to that question. Guaranteed. I stopped at, I finally made it to Whole Foods in Wakefield.
Okay.
Did you like it? No.
Well, this is what I will say. They're brilliant. They are brilliant.
Yes.
As far as making money goes, they are brilliant.
Yes.
Because they didn't spare any expense in the space. And they're in a location that is the crossroads of a bazillion places where there's lawyers and doctors and wealthy people gonna go there.
That whole plaza is
the food and the prepared food and the stuff that they have is very, very good. I think it's way better than Trader Joe's. Like, wait, it's in a different category. But it is also outrageous priced.
That's why people refer to it as Whole Paycheck, not Whole Foods.
There is.
You just go there for a few select things. That's all I do.
That's all. I don't know that I can shop there on a consistent.
I mean, I have a friend of mine that drives a half an hour each way just to get their granola, and I mean, he's a total freak, and nothing else will do. Theirs is, as far as he's concerned, theirs is the best. And
well, I went there. Do you know what they had that I feel like every time I go by there, I have to stop and get is the edamame. They have a container. It's like a, I don't know if that's a pint. No, it's like a quart. It was like this, Toby. What would that be?
Could be a quart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could be a pint or a quart.
And it was, you know, edamame, soybeans,
yeah.
But
right.
Green.
Right. The green.
A couple of my daughters are fussy eaters. I want to send them to school with healthy options. And Eloise, she loves the edamame. Well, she told me she loved it. So
good for her.
Well, gotta get it. So it's like one of those things you gotta get.
Yeah, good.
You don't have an option.
Yeah, high protein, lean, great stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they got you there.
Did you
can't get that wrong.
When you went there, did they have all the cheeses out everywhere?
Yeah, but I mean, if they're like stupid money. I mean, it's just I see. I got a piece of the salmon because someone else had suggested to me you got to try the salmon there because they're all flavored salmon and stuff like that.
You mean the salmon, the smoked salmon?
Smoked salmon. Yeah.
Smoked salmon.
I got a piece of that and it says $5.99. It's $5.99 a piece, but it's like it's a 2 ounce piece. So, but I saw $5.99. I'm like, oh, this is doable. You know, well, I get a little piece of that.
But also, like their organic beef is a dollar off a pound if you get 3 pounds at a time. Oh, you know what I mean? So
it's only $27 a pound instead of $20.
No, it's cheaper than the house stuff at Stop and Shop. So you know, and it's organic. So that's those are like I go there and I'll get like 6 pounds of hamburger meat, and then I'll put it in. Ask them to put it in 1 pound packages and put it in the freezer or whatever. You know what I mean? So,
well, I got
so not everything is.
No,
like,
I agree with. I would agree with. But like, you can't do your whole. I mean.
Oh no!
Listen, if I had the money,
I
you know what I mean?
Either.
No. Right. If I had the money and I lived there.
Yeah.
If I had stupid money, I would go there. But I don't have stupid money. But I suspect. That
they
this
do
place,
certain things very well.
Very well. Okay. Excellent. The prepared foods, you can go there and get a dinner that is it's warm and everything else, and put it in front of your family, and it is going to be awesome.
They do certain things very well.
Well, so like for years, like when I'm in Cambridge and I'm doing a job for a client, I'll run into Whole Foods to get my lunch because I know it's nutritious. It's like $6 or $7 or $8, and it's better than anything I can get from any other little fast
That's
food
true.
Type of place. So it's perfect for that.
Absolutely.
I mean, like I have a philosophy about organic food. Which is the really bad chemicals are stored in the fats of animals. So since my children were little, I always buy organic milk, organic chicken, organic beef, organic butter. Anything where, that...
bad juju.
Yeah, the bad chemicals like the bovine growth hormones and things like that would be stored in the fat, so I've avoided that. But then as far as like vegetables, I can't afford to get everything organic, so that's the choice that I make.
I want to invest in Whole Foods because I feel like it's such a no-brainer, because there's so many women out there say these women have been stay-at-home moms their whole life. And they have no concept of money, and their husband doesn't look at what they're spending for groceries, and they just go there, and because it's convenient and everything looks really fancy and really beautiful, and they're just going down the aisles like this, tapping each thing into the cart as they go by, what I mean? Right. You know what I mean? So just that alone, if you have that much, if people that many people, and it's packed. So they're making a fortune.
Yeah, and do you know that I think the gentleman who owns it, I can't remember his name, he founded it and owns it.
It's a corporation. I think they're based in Texas.
Yeah, he's a multi-billionaire out of Texas, and he's actually a big Ayn Rand fan and some.
Oh, there were some things about him.
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
it's interesting. But I can't remember what his name is. But you could find it out.
There are a lot of different markets that have pluses and minuses.
Yes.
Whole Foods is certainly, we know what their pluses are. I mean, Market Basket has their pluses. You have a little place like Henry's in North Beverly. Mm. Their chicken salads and some of their...
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I'm going to tell you one place that is doing specialized food and isn't sticking it to you. Just because they can stick it to you.
What's that?
J-Pache. The new one. The big one. The glorious J-Pache on Route 1. The one that,
off of Route 1.
Off of Route 1.
In Saugus. Yeah.
That one, you can go in and go out of there with pounds, heavy bags full of food,
and not get absolutely
demolished.
Like you're gonna, they have a location down the Seaport District in Boston that I've been into, and I mean, I think they do a great job.
But just because they have specialty items and they have a nice, clean updated brand new facility, they're not sticking it
the,
to people.
The answer, I didn't mean to interrupt him, but the answer is, as consumers, we need to better educate ourselves as to where these places are and what their offerings are. You're not necessarily going to go to each one to get everything. But if you happen to be near...
If you're driving down Route 1 and you can drive
in
a minute off of the highway and stop in at J. Pache, it is worth a trip.
Right, and Whole Foods has its pluses. As I said, you know, I have this friend who just absolutely swears that their granola is that much better.
But even locally, like Virgilio's and Scafani's, grated cheese you could get at those places is... I'm guessing. I have no idea what they charge per pound, but whatever it is, at Whole Foods, it's for the same cheese, or the same quality cheese, is going to be X times 3. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yes or no?
I don't.
Yes. That's why you go to Scafani's. Vigilio's,
because
they don't have the fancy apothecary jar with the olives in it that they charge $15 a pound for the olives.
Educate yourself as a consumer.
And that's what we're doing.
Find out. That's right.
Yeah.
That's
and
what we're doing.
Well, I never buy grated cheese anyways. I just buy the whole block and grate it myself.
But the grating cheese, that's what I'm talking about. Like if you got the block of it at Whole Foods, if you got you can get the block of it at Scafani's or Virgilio's.
And also,
as well, I
could just mention this: Stop and Shop's brand, the one that says S&S Romano cheese, is really good. Not the other ones that they get, but the one that says S&S, the Stop and Shop brand of Romano cheese,
is very good.
Is very
super
good.
Sharp. Because I don't like it. But
no.
I like it to be. I like when I
like
grated cheese.
Super sharp,
I want it to sting my tongue.
No, it's not like.
Well,
that.
It's the difference between
that.
Romano and Parmesan.
No, it's not like
okay.
That.
Oh,
Pecorino Romano. Pecorino Romano comes from the little Pecorino goats. But, I mean, if you're going to make meatballs, your own meatballs, you mix in Pecorino Romano, all right? You don't mix in Parmesan. But after you're finished and you got your meatballs and you have your sauce, you may want to put a little Parmesan over it. So
I think you had some ESP thing going on, because I have in my show notes here to talk about meatballs. And you just provided me the most unbelievable segue of all time.
See, we produced this. We planned it all.
This was not talked about ahead of time.
It's organic.
What I wanted to ask you both was, I'm going to tell you after what my perfect meatball is.
Okay.
I want you and you to tell me what is your perfect meatball size?
Okay.
Product? method of cooking.
Okay,
go ahead.
I like the ones that I make, and they're about this size. So
when?
Well, maybe a little tiny bit bigger. They're not little ones like Swedish meatballs. They're
perfect.
Like that
okay,
big.
You get a check mark there.
Yeah, and then I put I usually put veal, pork, and hamburger meat in them, parsley, Romano. A little bit of oregano, fresh if I have it in my garden, a little bit of egg, I feel like I'm forgetting something.
Breadcrumbs?
A little bit of breadcrumbs,
yeah.
Not a whole
right.
lot, but just a little bit, yeah, and I like Virgilio's breadcrumbs, and then I bake them. I like to bake them.
You bake them?
Roast
them.
I bake them, yeah. It's kind of slowly in the oven, and then I add them to the sauce, so.
So if you bake them, does the grease kind of dissipate?
A little bit, but I always use 80 to 85% lean burger meat because that has a little bit more fat to it. And then, of course, the pork and the veal have fat.
Bake them, do they brown?
Yes.
They do brown.
Yes, they do brown beautifully.
Okay.
They do brown
Toby,
beautifully.
Toby, go.
Well, mine, I make my own meatballs. And again, I use 80-20 beef, veal, and sweet sausage meat, sweet Italian sausage meat, not just pork.
Oh, that sounds yum.
Those three. I mean,
how big are your meatballs?
The same size as
about an inch and a half diameter.
Yeah, I got.
Well, I mean, it's,
not baseballs.
Is it like
and
is it like
the
that?
Little cocktail meatball?
But between an inch and three quarter,
right there.
They have to start out a little bit bigger because they shrink down a little.
You know, and I put the, you know, as we were just discussing, there's a little bit of egg, there's a little bit of Romano cheese. You know, I mean, I like my meatballs, and people
salt and pepper too.
People who
Can we talk about meatball fails now?
Yes.
Fails?
Fails, yeah. Yes.
Okay, sure. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Not mine, not hers, but
You're both right on. Yeah. My favorite meatballs, I'll just talk about that quickly and then we'll go on to the fails. My perfect is the same size as you guys, about 1 3/4, like you know, finished size, to two inch maximum size. Right. I personally like turkey meat actually with like little bits of I don't know how the people in my life cook them, but there's little bits of green pepper, little bits of I like them with whole pine nuts in them. It actually gives them a little sweetness.
Right. Well, that combination you just mentioned sounds really good.
But I like them with turkey meat.
Yeah, well,
and
ground turkey meat.
That's a very healthy version of a meatball.
But the flavor, you know, I think is fantastic. But I think the key is to get it. Now here's where the fail comes in.
Okay.
The fail comes in.
Did you have some recent fail ones?
No, I've had them in the past. But it bothers me when people make big, huge baseball-sized meatballs. Yeah, and I think there's a reason why is because you don't get the surface as much browning on the surface on a big meatball. You have a bunch of meat inside that never gets exposed to browning.
Right.
And so you don't get that flavor, that caramelization or whatever thing that happens that makes it super sweet or super delicious.
You need that proportion of yumminess on the outside.
Right? Absolutely. Right. I mean, I feel strongly about
this. Otherwise, you're just having like a big
bowl. Well, did you have a bad experience recently that made you put it on the list of subjects to discuss?
No, it's just that, I was thinking about meatballs. I don't know what happened. Yeah, I'm having meatballs tonight. But I'm having zugu with meatballs tonight. That's going to be dinner. And they're going to be turkey meatballs, and they're going to be awesome. And they're not going to be huge. And it's like, honestly, it's like one of my favorite meals right now.
No, I get it.
And you know, on these kind of days, they are awesome.
Yes.
But I think you can really mess up a meat. Meatball can be really messed up, even in a sauce. If you have a big, huge,
you can put too much breadcrumbs in them, and I think that makes them gross.
So if you have a meatball that's 3 inches or 3.5 inches in diameter, and you put that in a sauce, it's like it's all, and then you cut it in half. All that
meat in the middle.
You have some good Parmesan to shave over the top.
You gotta have it. Gotta have it sharp.
It's night and day.
Absolutely. I mean,
you can work some magic with some really good Parmesan.
You can work some magic, baby.
Yeah. Well.
No, I agree. I totally agree. Here's another question about pasta and meatballs. How do you like it? Do you like the sauce mixed in, or do you like the sauce ladled over the top of your... When you're going to have... I like my pasta to sit in the plate and then ladle the zugu on top.
Right.
And I'll mix it in together.
Yes, that's how I do it.
And then I like a ton of grated cheese on top of that.
Yeah.
Is that right? Am I right or am I wrong?
It too. Because I also
some people, they get the zugu and they mix it all the way through.
Well, some people will put a little just because they want to counteract the starch. They don't want the pasta to be sticking.
Stick together.
So they'll put a little bit of sauce and toss it
You know how I get around that is I just toss it with a little bit of olive oil first.
Yeah.
But you know what I like is when you have a plate of pasta is a little bit of the noodles bare, because every now and then I like to have like a little bite of bare noodle with just a little bit of cheese on it. So
again, to contrast between the Parmesan and the Pecorino Romano, not for meatballs, but a real interesting dessert. If you shave Pecorino Romano paper thin and drizzle a little honey over it, the contrast shave the Pecorino Romano thin, okay, and just drizzle a little honey over it. You will have exactly.
That sounds like a very like homey Sicilian your Sicilian grandmother would make.
I've never heard of it. So Toby, if I'm at the store, say I go to the Cave or I go to Save a Wine and Cheese, and I want the sharpest
Talk with them. They know what they have.
No, no, I'm just talking about like if a grated cheese. Really, I want it really sharp. Well, what am I looking for?
I don't
for?
Buy grated cheese.
Cheese for grating.
Grating cheese. Okay, can you tell me? Well, maybe Kim, you can answer this. No. What am I looking for?
Well, if I'm looking for a specific cheese.
Sharp.
I would say to Kathleen or Laura at the Cave and say, you know, what do you recommend? What do you have in stock? Because not everybody has the same thing in stock all the time. So just say
for grating.
And then also, ask them. You can.
I just wonder what the name was, so people could know to ask for it.
I always ask for a slice. Kind
of cheese is hard to slice because it comes off in chunks because it's like crack cocaine. It comes off in like.
They can take off a little bit. Yeah, they can take off a little tiny bit. You know,
but you know what? I like the cheese where you stick the knife in it like that and then you kind of like wedge it out in the hole, like it breaks off in a. Like a, looks like a little crater, a little cheese crater. And you're going to put that on your tongue and you're going to get. And your tongue's going to go. Like that.
There's been a lot artisan cheeses.
There's so many.
But
Toby, the Stilton.
Stilton.
That too.
Yeah. I like.
Do they have that at the Zava?
I don't know.
Where did you get that?
I have some. I got the one I brought to you that time that you flipped out. I got at Venda Ravioli down in Providence.
Oh my god.
Which was
was an out of body experience eating that cheese.
Well, I can tell you, going to Venda Ravioli in Providence up on Federal Hill is an out-of-body experience. I mean, it's...
Well, maybe we're going to have a new Italian restaurant in Gloucester that's going to be an out-of-body experience.
Well, you know.
I think...
Look who just came in.
Nicole Schraff.
Enters the fray. Yeehaw!
What was we just saying?
I just said, well, maybe we'll have. I just said maybe we'll have an out-of-body experience Italian restaurant.
It's funny? Like, so we lost Giuseppe's, which is an Italian restaurant, mm-hmm. and we lost La Trattoria because it was an Italian restaurant. Now those were both kind of like family-ish, kind of Italian restaurants.
Okay.
Now Pignoli, I don't know. We're gonna find out how we say it correctly.
We're gonna find out. We'll get it recorded.
It's kind of a different thing because this guy's like more of a, it seems like an upscale, fancy Italian. And I think that is going to play with like the Anasquam folks and stuff like that, that love, you know, the swells. I think they're going to love it. Are there any swells on Eastern Point? No, Eastern Point swells too. Okay. Yeah, no, absolutely.
I love that word, swells. I haven't heard that in a long time.
I think they're going to go crazy for that place. You know, but I don't necessarily know. I'm curious how do you see Aaron Margaret Ferranti or Safatia going to the Pignoli?
Yes.
I don't know.
You do.
My question is, is it going to be just for special occasions, special dates?
Is it going to be a special date place or can you just?
I'll tell you this: it's generally like hardcore Italians don't go up for Italian food.
I don't know this place.
But there's a lot of other people in this town.
And he has a lot of friends, and he's already very, very well liked in the community, I think. And he hasn't even opened yet, so I think we're
in his, you know, a lot of people don't realize why he's here. I mean, his wife is Dennis Flavin's daughter.
Right.
Yeah, Mercedes.
Right. So, I mean.
Do you know Mercedes?
I
Nicole?
Do. And Mercedes, because she ran, I think, Halibut Point for a little while, right?
Yeah, they had a little experiment there.
And then,
She
lived in Rockport. She lives in Rockport, I think, so we see her around.
I mean, so there's a real Gloucester-Rockport connection there. It's not that this guy from Genoa, Italy, just happened to come here.
Right.
I mean, he's connected to the fabric of the community.
He's connected.
Well, but I mean, Dennis is a very successful artist.
Very successful.
And it's hard to argue with the success
of
Halibut Point. How many years has that been in business?
Institution.
Right.
Much like, you know, it's funny. Last week we talked about the rum line being an institution. Mm-hmm. Halibut Point. Which one has been around longer?
Rum line,
yeah. Halibut Point's been around for a while, though.
Yeah, I knew Dennis, actually.
Had to be early 80s.
I knew Dennis when he was a chef at the Easterly Inn on the back shore.
Was he really?
And eventually he went to Marblehead and opened up like a deli there, offering some of the, you know, stews and stuff.
Yeah.
And then he came back here and opened up Halibut Point.
Well, Nicole, thanks for coming by. We got to wrap it up for
now. This is a long podcast.
It was a good one.
How long was it?
We got by the time the music goes out, it's going to be exactly 60 minutes.
Oh, that
60 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Great podcast.
Good.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, John.
Oh,
thanks.
Don't forget the Good Morning Gloucester Christmas party.
Holiday December party.
Oh, God damn it. Holiday party, December 19th, this Friday. We're going to do a countdown.
At 6 o'clock.
Please come. We're going to spin the dreidel. We're going to sing the Kwanzaa songs. It's going to be awesome. Please come.
No, there won't be any religious overtones. It's just going to be good times and good people.